Welcome. Welcome to the Reality Hacker TV show. I'm your host, Michael Gustin. Today we're going to go a little off track again. Today's been a very interesting day. If you're on any sort of social media network, even if you've blocked all news networks, you probably know that today is these impeachment inquiries for Trump and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy, man. You know, the more I listen to politics and look at it, you know, I used to be this super, super insane conspiracy theorist that you know, I thought that, you know, the Illuminati, all that kind of stuff. And I've kind of left that field, you know. I still believe that money controls people. I still believe that there are people that use money to control people. And it's all just so insane to me, this whole thing, you know, and with Jeffrey Epstein and that whole thing going down, you know, there's just been a lot of chaos in our country, in America. And it's insane, you know, like I can't look at politics for more than 30 minutes without just being flushed, you know. I'm not good at playing these games with people, you know, because a lot of this is childish. My way is right, your way is wrong. And, you know, that's what we do when we're children. You know, when we're immature, we force our mindsets on people. We force our beliefs on people. And as we mature, we come to navigate our problems collectively, right? There's not just one person enforcing everything. There's a conglomerate of ideas coming together to form solutions. And I think that's what's missing at this point is, you know, everybody is so quick to become religious about their points of view, about their ways of being, about this, about that. You know, this is the way it should be. My view is this. My view is that. And this is why I'm never going to get into politics, because nothing gets done in politics. You know, but we can't solve the problems that we're facing as a species with ridiculous bickering about how my way is better than yours. Well, you know what? If your way is better than mine, do your way. Let's see the change, right? But most of the time, most of the people who are trying to enforce their beliefs on others don't really have a solid solution for the problem at hand. They just want to feel like they've got control. That is why we would try and force anything on anybody, is because we have a desire, an unhealthy desire for control. You know, the Jeffrey Epstein thing has not going to say it's totally triggered me, but it's got me upended. You know, I have, if you've listened to my story, you know, I dealt with sexual abuse while I was a child, and it's really interesting how it seems like every decade a little more gets shined upon some of these negative things that are going on, you know, whether it's pedophilia, whether it's a lot of that kind of stuff. And I was talking to somebody the other day, and the truth is, you know, something I love, well, again, this is my experience of truth, is that, you know, something Buckminster Fuller said, he said that you don't destroy what is holding you back by constantly focusing on it. You start building something new, right? You focus on the new. To get rid of the old, it doesn't matter how many times you hammer upon it. You have to focus on something new. And this is something that I'm guilty of. This is something that probably you may be guilty of, and that's okay. It doesn't condemn you to death, and it doesn't condemn me to death. But it's worth asking how much of our focus on things that are really ridiculous gives us life, brings us life, brings us expansion, logically moves in the direction of solving the problems. Because I think anybody that has a head on their shoulders understands that politics is not, you know, it's not for the people. It's for the groups of people that have strong desires for control. And truthfully, that's not many of the population. I think if politics has illuminated anything for the human species, it's that those that are quickest to take its positions have the strongest desires for control. And until that's taken care of, until that is eliminated, these same systems are going to come about, these same cycles. You know what I mean? I feel like our system is, it's exactly what it wasn't supposed to be. You know, I feel like if George Washington and Thomas Jefferson could look today at what the government has become, they would be like, what the heck? Like, what is going on here? Because it represents nothing. And, oh man, so many talks of decentralization, of, you know, decentralizing everything, you know, really not allowing for a center of power to be gained in the first place. And I think that's a great view. I think that there's some logic to that. However, I believe for the human species, there's something to be said about guidance. There's something to be said about honest guidance without perceptual superimposition. And what I mean by that is humans who have been humans for a little longer than some other humans have the ability to share wisdom and advice without it necessarily carrying agendas of social conformity, agendas of, you know, anything other than a desire for that child to be the best that it can be. You know, I think what we've noticed with humans is that children often become like their parents, you know, and we call it genetics, you know, we call it a ton of different things. And every, you know, every couple of generations, we see that break. We see this massive transformation, you know, in families that, you know, have been poor for three or four generations, all of a sudden somebody comes around and becomes a millionaire or a billionaire, you know, and you also see it the other way around. Families that have been ridiculously wealthy for, generations and generations, all of a sudden, they just turn downhill. And gosh, it's so amazing because we build all of our social circles around the things that we believe define us, our money, our houses, our career choices, our relationships. And it's amazing how when you really take the most objective look you can at humanity, it's just another animal species. Right. And the truth is, especially now more than ever, you know, we're no longer living on a single continent as a species of 10,000 people. Right. We are occupying locale all over the planet. 7.5 billion people, which has grown, you know, what, how many percent since 1970? You know, I think over 5 billion people have been born. Since, like, I don't know, and I don't really care to go on the internet and look it up, but the point is there's a lot of people here, right? There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of ways that we do things that maybe they worked in the past, but we have to start focusing on new things. We have to start focusing on renewable energy. We have to start focusing on systems of government that actually help and promote life and longevity and not reality TV shows. You know, that's what all of us can do, is just be the best version of ourselves. Be the best version of ourself that we can be. Because imagine for a second if everybody on the planet tried to be the best version of themselves that they could be. Well, if that was the case, then I think the world would become a much better place. So then my question is, how can I become the best version of myself And how can I help other people become the best version of themselves? Imagine a species, a world, where everybody is doing really their best. They're occupied in their best career. They're occupied, in their best relationship. They've got their optimal habits. They've got a really solid mental world. And to anybody that says that's not possible, I'm sorry, but you're delusional. Almost everything that we've ever said as humans that's impossible has become possible. You know, I was looking at a list of things from Star Trek the other day that have become actual things, like science fiction objects that have become real, and it's insane. You know, and the truth is, the more of us that believe we can be the best, the easier it is for us to become our best. But while we're all distracted, focused on this, focused on that, focused on this, focused on that, like, here's the thing. It's not bad to focus on negative things. It's not. It's not bad. And a lot of people in the New Age community will say things like good vibes only, and, you know, if you're negative, get out of my space. And I think that's bullshit, to be truthful with you. That represents fear and insecurity, because the truth is, we need to be able to look at these negative things head on with no fear, right? But the truth is, we can't look at them really and honestly until we look at those things inside of ourselves. Until we begin to confront all of that negativity, until we begin to confront all of those traumas that perpetuate our own cycles of suffering, right? So again, we go back to this. If all of us could focus on becoming the best version of ourselves, we could do some really, 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 really amazing things. Some really amazing things. Like, I'm convinced that you don't even know what you could do if you were the best version of yourself. And that's not a jab on you. That's a challenge. That's a challenge. I dare you to dream as big as you possibly can, to come up with massive visions and bring them into the world. Bring them into the world. Birth these visions that cause everybody to expand, that cause everybody to prosper, that cause everybody to benefit. And if you can do that, my friend, I will tell you this. You're leaving a legacy. You're leaving a legacy. Because the best thing that any of us can do is become the best version of ourselves. Because in the process of becoming the best version of ourselves, we ultimately serve others in the best way possible. It's really an awesome double-edged thing here. The more we become the best version of ourselves, the more we can serve others in the best way that we can. Right? So think about that. Think about if everybody is thinking this way. Let me become the best version of myself, and in turn, I'm serving people in the best way possible. Just think about that. Let's just say 300 million people decided to become the best version of themselves that they could possibly be. Revolution. Revolution. We wouldn't bicker about stupid things, about trivial things. The things that are trivial would no longer be trivial. And we'd be focused collectively on greater things. And that's what the Reality Hacker movement's about. Bringing out the best version of yourself so that in turn you can unleash that impact and that legacy on the world around you.